Evers said the plan is based off guidance given last week by the Trump administration. Badger Bounce Back was released 4 days after Evers extended the state's Safer at Home order to May 26th. State Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm said the three-phase plan is based on meeting measurable milestones.
We are committed to opening up the state without opening ourselves up to a resurgence of the virus. That is how we can protect the well-being of our people and our economy in the most effective way.
Each phase would allow more people to congregate and businesses to offer more services. Wisconsin would have to show COVID-19 decreases over a 14-day span to move to the next phase. Phase one would allow small gatherings and some in-person dining. I asked Evers if it was possible the state could reach that before May 26th, the date to which he extended Safer at Home.
We have a shot of doing that, but we don't know for sure, obviously, or I would tell you that. So we're going to work. It's a 24/7 thing. I am very, very hopeful that we will get there.
Badger Bounce Back also seeks to ramp COVID-19 testing up to 85,000 tests per week. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.